What is the Water Institute really doing that the Mississippi River Delta Association and the Coastal Restoration and Protection Agency aren't?
Well, currently, let me maybe start by saying what the landscape is today. There are the state of Louisiana, the CPRA office, and there are the academic institutions. There are the federal agencies and federal laboratories, and there is the industrial private consulting firms. And one more entity, which or a group of entities, which is the NGOs. These are the non-government agencies. The Institute is intended to help bridge a gap or connect the basic science that gets done at the universities and the wealth of expertise, of practical industrial expertise at the private sector. And if we can make sure that these two are efficiently connected and provide the best and most efficient tools and technologies so that we can actually use them in implementing projects, that is something today that the Institute needs to fulfill that role and provide it to the state. The Institute is not supposed to replace anybody. We will work with the federal labs. We will work with the non-government agencies, and we will work with the industry and be sort of like the hub that all these different expertise can pour into that one hub and provide the best science available and the most efficient tools so that we can restore our coast efficiently but also comprehensively.
Are other states doing similar things?
There are actually other models in other states as well as in the international level that have institutes similar to this one. This is not the first of its kind. It is the first effort of its kind in South Louisiana, but there are definitely other entities that exist in other major restoration efforts here in the United States as well as internationally.
Your website describes it as the Water Institute is contributing to an industry for coastal restoration and hurricane protection and creating science and technology in Louisiana. So it kind of sounds like you're promoting industry in some ways, too.
We want to build science capacity in South Louisiana so that we can fill that role of harnessing technology or harnessing science from the academic world, making sure that the consulting companies that provide services to CPRA are well informed about these latest technologies and latest tools that they can use for their analysis, and at the end so that we can provide better science and better services to the state of Louisiana.
Can you give us a glimpse at all of what the Institute's plan, which you plan to release in August, might suggest about the current direction of coastal protection efforts and where it might be headed in the future?
The Institute is going to promote, in general, larger scale system-wide views, whether it's for the Mississippi River and Delta area or for the entire coast. And eventually, the Institute is supposed to expand to include the entire Gulf area. We will start with focusing on the state of Louisiana, naturally, but the idea is to actually expand to encompass the entire Gulf area. We will work very closely with already current activities that are being done at the universities. We are supposed to, and we will include expertise from the private industry that is currently providing services, but we will try to build these groups together.